But first, NFL players, coaches, and owners continue to show unity in response to President Trump's harsh criticism. Before last night's game in Glendale, members of the Cardinals and Cowboys kneeled before the national anthem, then rose and locked arms during the anthem. KJZZ's Phil Lastman watched the game with fans at a Scottsdale sports bar and is here to tell us how local fans are reacting to the controversy at the intersection between sports and politics. So, Phil, what'd you hear?
Well, Mark, quite frankly, a lot of people who support the president's right to criticize NFL players for kneeling. But I'll admit this is North Scottsdale, so mostly an older and less diverse crowd watching at the sports bar. Cold beers and cheeseburgers last night. When I walked in and said hi to the group from the St. Patrick's Men's Club, I asked for an informal show of hands for those who support the president's remarks, and most of them rose up right away. Among them was the group's leader, Mike Juckness. The Vietnam-era veteran feels that Trump's remarks were justified.
These guys are making a lot of money and everything, and we got people overseas with their servicemen and everything today. They're losing their lives so these guys can play and make $11 million a year or whatever it is.
Most in the church club did agree with Mike, believing that the president has every right to intercede, including Bill St. James and Gene Bailey.
He's not political, and he has the freedom of speech like we all do. So I applaud him for it.
He's our president. He represents the people, and I think for something as critical as honoring our country, he should speak out.
But not everyone saw it that way. John Cronin says it's just not the president's place, especially in light of recent events.
I think that he's got a lot of other things he should be focusing on. We haven't given anything to Puerto Rico. It's a United States territory, and they're begging for somebody to help them. And he's focusing on trying to get people fired from football.
But again, that was not the consensus. Mike Juckness' wife, Mary, says she even plans to heed the president's call to boycott the games after this one.
Everybody except the Cardinals game tonight, because my husband made me come. But other than that, we've cut out football for the year. We have DirecTV. We watch everything. We're done with them until they smarten up.
But when I ask her husband, Mike, if he agrees with his wife about boycotting the NFL, he hesitates.
We're thinking about it.
He wouldn't do that.
Then she'll do it.
So we don't know what it was like in the Juckness household later, but in the game itself, Cardinals fans might have wanted to boycott the final score. Cowboys beat them 28-17, dropping the Cards to 1-2. On the season.
That's KJZZ's Phil Lastman hanging out with a bunch of Cardinals fans in North Scottsdale last night. Thanks for coming in, Phil.
Thanks, guys.
And this is the show on KJZZ. I'm Mark Brody with Lauren Gilger and Steve Goldstein.